Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, it's a absolute gorgeous day here in New York City. I don't know the temperature, but it's about like 60 degrees or somewhere, maybe more. But I'm inside doing this radio show. And I will make sure I at least open up all the windows in the house finally. And it'll be, get ready for spring cleaning soon. And speaking of spring cleaning, I have some new products that I want to talk about. They're earth-friendly cleaning products. And I have so many questions about it. I mean, like, why are we, like, using horrible stuff than if there's earth-friendly products, but we'll get to that. But you know how it is. You have to have first a message from our sponsor.
Hey, Martha. Why do you smile? I was just thinking. I'm here at Roddybrook Farms eating delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our big daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising, doing yogurt. At Roddybrook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat, from non-fat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal. Our milk may get past your eyes, but certainly not homogenized. Roddybrook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.roddybrook.com.
Oh, yeah, and I would love to have a glass of milk at this point after that. But, well, we got to go into some very important thing. The company is called Ecos, and we have Jenna Arkin on the line now to tell us about stuff. Jenna, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, all right. Oh, on your end, it's morning?
Yeah, I'm actually on the West Coast, so it's around 1 p.m., and it's beautiful and sunny today in California.
Oh, okay. So the first, like, I always wind every time when I'm, you know, it's funny, when I'm washing dishes, one of the thoughts I had was, God, what did they do so many years ago? What did they use? Because you have all these products to wash dishes and clean and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, and But what did they, I mean, they didn't have all these chemicals years ago. So what in the world did they use?
That's right. So historically, soap has often been made, you know, if you go back even to the Native Americans, soap can be made from any kind of fat. So you can make soap from animal fats, which we never do at Earth Friendly Products. We are vegan friendly and cruelty free. And you can also make soap from plant fats. So something like coconut oil, which is what we use to make our soaps, makes a really fantastic soap. So just basic soap is a pretty easy reaction that humans have been doing for centuries. And really, you know, you can make a soap out of anything that starts as a fat just by reacting it with a really strong base, and that creates a basic soap. So historically, that's what has been used. Now, modern day, we've seen a lot of synthetic chemistry. So if you go into your average grocery store, you will be inundated with tons of options of synthetics, and not all of them are harmful, but a lot of them, we don't really understand all the negative environmental and health effects they can cause. And they aren't, you know, like a drug that's put to market, they aren't closely studied for these complex interactions they're making in the environment. So that's what can be a bit tricky and oftentimes scary.
Well, it's not only that, but you're also dealing with someone's allergies and just you know, just, you know, using the products with all the chemicals, both, you know, reacting with the environment and people using them. You don't even, you know, no one even thinks about what kind of effect.
Yeah, you know, actually, the Poison Control Center just released a report, and poisoning is the number one reason for accident-related injury and death in the United States. So it's pretty scary that the things that we bring into our homes can actually be toxins and poisons. And I think most people don't know that the average chemical composition of a product you bring home can have over 150 unique substances in it. And even when we're looking, you know, we're starting to look closer as scientists at the effects that some of these chemicals, the average baby when born already carries 150 synthetic chemicals at birth. And they found that by looking at the blood in the umbilical cord. So I think that it's really important that we start to learn more about what synthetic chemicals do and to try to seek out healthy alternatives in products that don't contain some of these synthetic additives.
Yeah, well, does it wind up costing less to put in so many chemicals? Is that a...
Well, it depends on the source. So oftentimes synthetic chemistry can be more expensive or it can be less expensive. You know, green products can be a premium, but, you know, our business model is really to provide green products at an affordable price because we really believe that products that are safe need to be necessary for all people. It needs to be a right to have choices to healthy products. So it doesn't necessarily need to be more expensive. It's all about how you manufacture them.
Well, okay, how about, and let's talk about in terms of performance. I mean, when they advertise and stuff and they talk about it, and, you know, just 5 drops and you can do your whole, all your dishes, you know, things like that. I mean, what must be in there that's going to do that? I mean, that.
Yeah. So there, you know, I think that the green industry, when it first started decades ago, oftentimes people said, oh, green products are great, but they don't really work as well. Well, that's rapidly starting to change because all of the innovation is in green chemistry. You know, there's not a lot of innovation going around dangerous or synthetic chemistry. Now that consumers and scientists are becoming more aware of some of the dangers of some of these synthetic toxins, they're really putting all of the energy, money, and investment in green chemistry research and development. So, you know, a lot of times it's about changing consumer perception as well. So you mentioned dish soap, for example. Oftentimes consumers believe that a lot of foam is the same thing as cleaning really well. Well, we now know that that's absolutely not true, that foam in a dish liquid has nothing to do with performance. It's really just a sensory effect. You know, you see the foam, so you think it's cleaning as well. So part of our mission is really educating consumers on what green means. You know, a lot of foam in a dish soap also means that you have to use a lot of water to rinse your dishes clear and get all of the soap off. So that's also a waste of water as well. So when we formulate something, we look at making the performance very good and very strong, but only using the safest and cleanest ingredients available.
Oh, that's it's really interesting to know. And before I go into some of the products, tell me, I was very curious about, not that I got them, because, you know, you sent me some products to try. And there's products that, in terms of pets, they're two for cleaning. One of them was for odors, I believe, and one of them was for cleaning.
Yeah. So we have a whole line of pet care products, and they're kind of in two categories. The first big category is our stain and odor removing products. So we have a great formula. It's derived from plants. The power in it is all plant-derived. And then we also have a second side of the line, and that includes all grooming solutions. So when we formulate for pet, we really use human personal care standards. We don't test on animals, and we believe that if you're going to use a product on a pet, which has, you know, often little pets are even more susceptible to toxic chemicals than humans, which have larger bodies and can handle sometimes more chemicals, you really should formulate them to be as safe as if you were using them on a human. So we actually partnered with the Environmental Protection Agency and their Safer Choice program, and we have the first ever Safer Choice certified pet shampoo. And what that means is that the EPA looked at our ingredients and determine that every ingredient used is the safest in its class of ingredients, and also that it performs up to expected standards. So we're really proud of our partnership with the EPA. Beyond our pet line, we have several of our products certified by Safer Choice, and we actually have more Safer Choice certified products than any other U.S. manufacturer. So that's something we're extremely proud of.
So in other words, if I use one of your products, let's just say the hand soap or something, I wouldn't be able to use that on a cat, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. If it has to be safe enough for a human to be safe enough for a pet is our philosophy. So all of our products are safe for planet, people, and pets. That's one of our lines that we use often because that is really our mission when we're formulating. Even if you look at our laundry detergent, our dish soap, or our hand soap, we test them all to be hypoallergenic. So they're actually tested with a dermatologist to show that no irritation will happen when using our products under regular use, which is very important and something that a lot of manufacturers don't have.
I'm going to, by the way, not today, but I'm going to test this out on my cats. My cats, they're very weird. When they were started to grow up, I mean, people would say in order to discipline a cat, every time they do something bad, you spray them with water.
Right.
Well, the first time I did that, they were totally thrilled. They love water. They love you to take water and put it all over them. It's so weird. I'm going, now what do I do? They're not concerned. But anyway, but I will do that because I'm going to, I mean, they absolutely love just about take a paper towel and soak it and just, like, clean them with it. They're just totally thrilled.
We actually have two products that would be perfect for your pet. The first one is our Between Bath Spray. So it's actually a spray that you spray directly onto your dog or cat and then wipe clean. And, it's also formulated to be hypoallergenic. Obviously, cats do bathe themselves quite a bit, so you have to use only things that won't be toxic to them or leave residue if they possibly ingest some that's left on their fur. And then we also, and that's called our Between Bath Spray. And then the other product that would be perfect for your cats is our pet wipes. So I have two little pugs, and they often get very dirty, and it's a lot of work to bathe them all the time. So I love our pet wipes because I can really get in all their little wrinkles and get them nice and clean without doing the whole song and dance of a wet dogs running through the house. So I really like the pet wipes for kind of a freshening up as well.
Oh, well, you guys have to send that to me. We'll do another when I write the article. I want to add that into it. I never thought about, you know, something for the animals. But I want to get now into the products. Okay, so we starting with the laundry detergent. Now, you always like one of the things about with your products, well, or any kind of eco-friendly cleaning products is they always have nice smells. You know.
Yeah.
So this laundry detergent has magnolia and lily scent. And this is also now this is also good for this is hypoallergenic.
So Ecos is our best-selling item, Ecos laundry detergent, I should say. And it's really the item that put us on the map in terms of our product line. So since then, we've actually expanded the rest of our products to also use the name Ecos and be branded under that name. So what's cool about the Ecos is it's really concentrated. The power is derived from plants. And it also contains a built-in fabric softener. So it's really a good value. It's Safer Choice certified. So again, working with the EPA, we've shown that it's got the safest ingredients out of every class of ingredients. And also the second part of the Safer Choice certification is that the efficacy has to be really good. So it has to perform up to a great level of cleaning as well. And it comes in several signature scents. The Magnolia Lily is one of our most popular. It also comes in a lavender, which contains the beautiful lavender essential oil, a lemongrass, and then we also offer a free and clear. Some customers are really starting to prefer products that have no fragrance at all. So that's something that we've seen grow quite a bit in the last couple of years.
Okay. So now then we get to the Dishmate. Let me just ask you, so in other words, with the laundry detergent, it'll get the stains out.
Yeah, so one thing that's cool about our Ecos is you can use it as a stain treater before you throw it in the wash as well. So if you have something that's got a particularly stubborn stain, I recommend you just use the Ecos directly on the fabric, do a little rub-in of the product, and then wash it with your regular clothes, adding the same amount of soap as you normally would for a regular cycle. It does a great job at stain removal when you use it in that way.
Okay. All right, so now we get to the dishwashing soap, okay? So now we talk about, as you said, so you don't need a few drops on your sponge will really do it then.
Yeah, so what's unique about our Ecos Dishmate dish soap is that it really is hypoallergenic and it cuts grease. So oftentimes if you use something that's really harsh on grease and it cuts away, you know, all the stains and it's really like a harsh cleaner, what happens after a while, you'll notice that your hands start to chap and dry and be cracked. So ours is formulated to condition hands while it's still cutting grease. And it's hypoallergenic. So it's very sensitive and gentle on hands, but tough on grease. And we offer that in actually 7 different signature scents. People love all the different natural fragrances we use to fragrance that product. And we actually just launched this year a brand new formula. So the new formula is unique in that it has a new preservative. It's called ethyl hexoglycerin. But that is actually a plant-derived preservative, and we found it because it's a preservative, it's a chemical that is typically used to treat eczema and psoriasis. So it's so gentle, it's actually used to treat eczema and psoriasis, and we used it for the first time as a preservative, which no one in the industry had done before, so we're really proud of that technology, and it's part of what makes it so gentle on hands, but also very effective.
Wow. Now I got the almond one. I hope I don't try to you know, lick it.
Yeah, that's a really good scent. It's very aromatic and it's very nice.
Okay. But if you have the dish, I mean, you could use it, let's say, for hand soap too, right?
Yeah, it works great as a hand soap, in fact. You could use it as either. It's formulated to be gentle enough on hands.
Oh, okay. Now we have the all-purpose cleaner. Well, actually, what I got was, it didn't say, it said something glass and surface or something?
Yeah, we actually, so we offer a full line of cleaning products for everything from top to bottom of the whole home. We carry an all-purpose cleaner, and that comes in three great scents. The first is an orange. The second is our kind of a interesting scent that's gotten really popular with our customers, and that's a parsley fragrance. We use parsley, actually, because parsley is a natural malodor. So, you know, if you go to a fine dining restaurant and you notice they serve a little parsley on the side, that's, you know, so that you can chew it after and it fights any odor. So that's why we use parsley in our all-purpose. It cuts down odors and it makes an excellent cleaner. And the third one is new this year, and it's our Ginger Plus. So it's a really great invigorating scent. I'm a new mom. I just gave birth to my daughter last November, and when I was cleaning in the house, I noticed a lot of the smells really made me nauseous. You know, I had terrible morning sickness. So I helped formulate this product with ginger because it's so nice and the smell is so gentle but uplifting that it was the one thing that really helped with the nausea. So as I was going through my crazy clean everything nesting phase, the Ginger Plus was a really great, you know, non-toxic cleaner that I used to prepare my nursery for my little one.
Okay, so in other words, this the all-purpose cleaner, the one that I have that says glass and surface, is considered an all-purpose cleaner?
No, we also have the glass and surface, so that's another line that we carry as well. And those ones are similar. You can really use those as all-purpose, but they're specifically formulated to leave no streaking. So those are great to use on any mirrors or glass, even stainless steel. Any reflective surface is what those ones are specifically made for. But they do also make great floor cleaners, you know, tabletop cleaners, wood cleaners. So anything where you want there to be less streaking, those ones are a better choice. And then the all-purpose is really, you know, just as it's named, an all-purpose great cleaner.
So in other words, when I'm washing the floors and I'm putting, you know, some detergent into the water, this would be great to use?
Yeah, you can actually, these are made to, when they dry, they're tact-free. So you can actually spray these right onto the floors and just mop up as you go without even creating a solution, and it makes an excellent floor cleaner.
Oh, okay.
Saves time.
Okay, well, that's what I'm going to do the next time. And then the last product that I have is the Unifresh.
Yes, so your Unifresh, that is our air freshener. I believe we sent you the citrus one. So that contains natural essential oils, and it's really, essential oils are a beautiful way to fragrance the home. You know, they come directly from a plant, and they retain all of those. It's almost like the footprint of the plant. You know, it's a really beautiful blend. The citrus comes from oranges, so it does a great job at breaking down odors and not just masking them. So they're really great to use in the restroom, but also throughout the house, just to enliven and freshen up your home space.
Is there a way, like, to use it when you're vacuuming? I always get that, there's that vacuum smell. You have to vacuum.
Yeah, that's the air filter. Yeah, you know, we actually carry another product that I think is even... Yeah, it's usually the filter because the air is passing through the filter, which often, you know, if you haven't changed in it well, it has some dust. So there's another, you can use the Unifresh. That's great for that. But we also carry a product called Eco Breeze, and that's more of a fabric refresher. So that's what I love to spray on carpets after I'm done or even on any upholstery. So freshen up your, you know, especially with cats or dogs like I have. I always go through and spray Eco Breeze to freshen up any fabric so they really have a nice, fresh smell.
Oh,
and I can send you some samples of Eco Breeze to try, too.
Yeah, yes, definitely, because I would like to. What I'm going to do is I'm slating this for, even though it's, you know, maybe afterwards, to, you know, as a sort of celebration of Earth Day or just, you know, it's spring cleaning now, that either one kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I want to, and so I want to include as many products. And, you know, when I write this, I write one of the papers, or I write from the eye, you know, because I'll talk about the products I try and my reactions, you know, to
That's
certain
great.
Things.
Well, I look forward to seeing how much you love our products. I know you'll have some favorites, so I look forward to hearing what those ones are.
Now, let me ask you another thing. Is there a product, I didn't even think about it, is there a product that people can use on their hair?
So we don't currently make any shampoo or conditioner or any personal care products, but we're thinking maybe in the future that might be an area that we go into. So for now, we really just focus on household cleaning products. We do have the hand soap,
right.
So those are slightly kind of a little bit into the personal care, and then our pet care products.
Okay, so you wouldn't use, let's say, some of the hand soap to wash your body?
Well, you certainly could. It's gentle enough, but right now we sell it as a hand soap.
Okay. I mean, just saying, in a pinch, you're like, oh, I don't really want to use a bar of soap. Oh, you know.
I definitely have used, even our laundry detergent is so gentle, I definitely have used it in a pinch, and it works excellent.
Oh, that was another question, because I kind of wonder in certain things what kind of makes the difference. You know, it's like, I can't think, there's this soap that you use, like it's a baby soap that's a product that's supposed to be used like for everything.
Yeah, so I actually, you know, a lot of the ingredients to answer your question are the same. So oftentimes in personal care, the big differences you'll see is they have a lot of specialty actives. So you'll see a lot more, you know, smaller percentages are added of, you know, specialty ingredients from different plant extracts that do specific things. But a lot of the base ingredients are the same.
Okay. So thinking about doing also is that I usually, like lately, I've been like sending out my laundry to get done. And it's like, well, I don't know what they use, but, you know, whatever
yeah.
they use. It, you know, it's not, doesn't smell horrible. I'm not really reacting. But I thought to myself, well, maybe on the next one that I could send them, like, put it in a plastic container, a certain amount. And say, please
yeah.
use this.
Yeah,
and
that's something a lot of our customers actually tell us that they do. So it's really popular, especially, you know, like I use cloth diapers. So if I send laundry out, I'm very particular about the laundry detergent that I want them to use. So I always provide Ecos.
Okay. I might do that. And then see if they actually use it, because I'll know what the smell is, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, what is the, I didn't even take a look at this. Wait, it's laundry detergent. I can't see. Does it say anything about what it smells like on it?
On our laundry detergent? So the Magnolia Lily is like a floral smell. And then the lavender, you know, it just smells like classic lavender, as well as the lemongrass.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
the free and clear
has
no smell. Oh,
Magnolia Lily. Okay, so
Magnolia Lily.
So
it's like a nice floral.
Okay, so I will smell that really good. And then when I send it out and, you know, when I get it back, I'll know whether they used what I told them to use.
Yeah, and, you know, the afterwash smell is very light. So it's formulated to not have a really strong odor, because that's what oftentimes can cause allergic reactions or allergies, is with those really strong remaining chemicals. So you'll notice that after, your laundry just smells clean. It's like a clean laundry smell, but not, you know, really strong.
Okay. Do you have any idea, like, how much I should tell them to use?
We do. It depends if there's an HE machine or a regular, because that changes the amount of water that's used. So for an HE machine, there's actually a cap on the bottle, and you fill it to the first line, or 15 milliliters. And for the standard load, it's to the second line, or 30 milliliters.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be giving them, putting it in a, like, plastic container to give them.
Okay, well, you can tell them 1 ounce for HE or 2 ounces for standard.
Okay, I'll do that. Because I'm not even sure whether they throw all of it. Now, so they don't have to separate the whites and darks with these, or they do?
So, you normally want to wash just how you typically do. The whites and the darks can go together. It actually depends more on the temperature of the water in terms of colors bleeding. So I still, you know, when I wash, I like to separate my colors and darks just so there's no, color bleeding from the fabrics. But, if you do really hot water, oftentimes you can see that the colors still can bleed. And that's just from the water, not the actual detergent. So if you're using colder water, you can mix colors and dark.
Okay. I'll try to ask them what they're using to do that.
Yeah, and Ecos is great because it's formulated to work well in all water temperatures.
Oh, that's good to... That is certainly good to know.
So, yeah, and it saves a lot of energy if you wash your clothes in colder water. It's a good movement that people are starting to think about is just reducing the temperature of your water in laundry can save a lot of energy.
Well, let me ask you about clothing that's as opposed to soiled because of stain or that kind of soil because of body sweat, I guess. Well, that kind of a thing. Is it still okay in cold water?
Yeah. If you use Ecos with cold water, it should still get out all of those body stains.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I don't know what they use. I know that very typically, even if you tell a laundromat to use hot water, they use warm water anyway.
Yeah, that seems to be the standard.
Okay, because the thing that I also think about in terms of, I guess, hot water is really when you're dealing with things like sheets and pillowcases.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make a difference either then.
No, those are just cotton, and I recommend just warm or cold water with those as well.
Okay. Tell me about it. Now that we've gone over these, tell me, do you have any other products that we can, talk about?
That is our core product line, but I did want to share a few things about our company that are pretty cool.
Oh, certainly. Go do it.
This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary, so 50 years of green, and we're pretty excited about that. Not a lot of people were even thinking about the toxins and traditional cleaners 50 years ago. So we really are one of the first companies to start making safer products for the marketplace. And something else that makes us particularly unique is that we're family-owned and operated still to this day. And each of our products is made in one of our four geographically diverse manufacturing centers that are all located in the U.S. So we have our facility in Parsippany, New Jersey. We have another one in Addison, right outside of Chicago in Illinois. And then we have one in Olympia, or I should say Lacey, near Olympia, Washington, which is just south of Seattle. And then one here in Cypress, California, which is in Orange County. And at each one, we hire local, provide green jobs to the local economies. And each of our factories is also, we call it the trifecta of green. So we are carbon neutral, water neutral, and we also have platinum zero waste, which means 95% of the waste from all of our facilities is diverted from the landfill. So we really are very green in our manufacturing process, and we think that really creates an interesting story for the products beyond the fact that they're good for you. Our customers can take comfort in the fact that they're produced in the greenest way possible as well.
Well, that's great to hear. And as far as are they, in terms of where they're sold, is it common enough to get it in a supermarket or?
We have great distribution across the U.S. In the New York area, we're sold in the Shop and Stop, in the Shop Mart. We're in Whole Foods. A lot of the local retailers across the country, you can find pretty good distribution. Wegmans.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a Stop and Shop near me. Look at that.
Yeah, they have a great assortment of our products.
I'll check to see.
Christie's in the city also has a beautiful display.
It's available. One of the things I had noticed, and I'm not sure which some of the stores are carrying, like, their own line, although it doesn't, you know, it'll say their own, you know, the line that they carry, although it might not be theirs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, private label line. Yeah, there are a lot of those now.
Okay. Do you ever, like, would it ever be possible, just curious, that it would say that it would be, like, sold to them or what under their own, and we see it as under their own line, but it's really yours?
Yes, so we actually do quite a bit of private label business, but we don't disclose that. You'll never see our name on the bottle, but we do a lot of different private label customers throughout the U.S.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's a possibility that that would happen. That'll be interesting because I, you know, to see, you know, what's carried and if it works just as well. You know.
Yeah, a lot of retailers now are starting to come out with their own lines. You know, their customers are asking for green formulas, so it's been great to partner with some of the really good stores to manufacture these products.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, I'm gonna start doing this spring cleaning here. That's for sure. I'm just curious because I was talking about in terms of vacuuming. Am I best off, like, say, spraying the carpet a little bit with the citrus scent, and then vacuuming?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, one of the best things you can do oftentimes, you know, I talk a lot about spring cleaning to some of our customers and our stores and our buyers, and I think there's a lot of things you can do with spring cleaning to really green your home. So the first one is to use green products. But the second one is something we don't think about as often, and that's really changing our air filters and our vacuum filters. So you can change them out, but you can also most of the time rinse them out and just let them air dry. And that oftentimes will really freshen up the air that passes through the vacuum or through your air filters. And the third step is really stopping a lot of things, dust or pollution to come into your home in the first place. So making sure that you have a no-shoes policy in the house can go a long way in making sure that your house is free of a lot of dirt and toxins.
Ah, okay, I should do that. It happens in my home. I have like very little. I only have like one room that actually has carpeting, and the rest of my house. I mean, I should probably do that anyway.
Yeah, it's a good policy. We actually just started it at my home because of our new baby. So shoe free is a really great way to keep things nice and clean.
Oh, yeah, and then this way, I just realized, then it'll be less for the cat to lick off their own feet when they're cleaning.
That's right. Yeah, it's amazing how many things we track in from outside. So really stopping it at the door is a great preventative way to keep your home clean.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to, like, go right from shoes to slippers then.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna get me a couple of the other things, and
yes.
I guess it'll be interesting. It'll be, I guess, a great on the nose for me when I'm cleaning.
Yeah.
You know. Because that's one of the things about with cleaning when I go, oh, God, I hate to clean because then I don't want these heavy smells and this and that, that kind of thing. But this will be perfect. Then I don't care. Then I don't care if the
wood is
not
them.
Totally dry and my cats walk on the floor.
Yeah,
it's
we
got
to
totally
protect
dry.
Our furry little friends.
Yes, that's for sure. So, well, I totally appreciate your calling in. And what's the website?
You can find our products and more information about the company on www.ecos.com.
Okay, fabulous. Again, I appreciate you calling in and sharing this with us. And if I have any questions, I'll get back with you. And in the meantime, I await the other cleaning products to,
yes,
to test them out. And I'm sure, especially with the cats, I'm sure they await it. They await it as well.
That's great.
Oh,
well,
mommy,
thank you so much,
thank
for your
God, you got something.
Well, you have a happy Earth Day. Earth Day is coming up soon this month, and we'll be sending you more products to try out, and I hope you love them all.
Okay, and I'll get back with you on, I'll be trying, of course, these, and I'll, you know, and see how all this goes through. First one, I know the first one is probably going to be when I send out my, sending out the laundry, and, you
great,
know, and feeling, you know, when the clothes got on my back again, then I went, that it's nice and, you know, feels good.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, so have a great day.
Thank you so much.
And, yes, and a great holiday. As a matter of fact, holidays over the Passover starts tonight.
That's right.
So we got one holiday, and then I guess next week is Easter. So it's all, well, I guess everybody probably will be cleaning before and
yes,
after.
That's right. A lot of holidays and families visiting, so lots of spring cleaning going on.
Okay. All right, you take care. And,
great. Thank you so much.
Say hello to everybody for me.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. All right,
okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, so I will, I only have a few minutes anyway, so I'm just going to end the show now. And, I hate to say I'm looking forward to cleaning, but I, like, am looking forward to cleaning, and I'm hoping more than anything that, you know, that my... the person picking up the laundry, you know, does what I say. So everybody, have a great day. For those celebrating Passover, Aziz and Pesach, and I probably have got a show for people tomorrow, actually, on Osher Deli.